1 Timothy 1:12 says, "And I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who has enabled me, that He counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry." Our family Thanksgiving meal is very simple. We gather, we spend time together, and when we pray over the meal, we voice our thanks to God in Jesus' name. We then spend time together eating and just enjoying each other's company. I like it that way. But some folks gather at a big table, and before eating, they each say something about what they are thankful for. It's not my family's thing, but I once attended Thanksgiving with another family when I couldn't make it home for my own family gathering, and they did this. So, this family went around the table and talked about what they were thankful for. It got really sappy, and there were some tears, and the food got cold as everyone told each other how thankful they were for each other, or talked about a few dead relatives, about a couple of difficult things they had dealt with during the previous year, and so forth. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that, but this very nice family pretty much left God out of the discussion. And I didn't want to sound all super spiritual, but I was the last man standing, and I tried to get out of saying anything, but they insisted that I had to, speak, or I wouldn't get dessert. So I said something like, "Well, I'm thankful for being invited by you all here today. I'm thankful for my family, although I'm not able to be with them this Thanksgiving. But most of all, I'm thankful for Jesus, who saved me from hell about 2 years ago. And without Jesus, nothing else matters." It was pretty awkward because everyone at the table seemed to all look right at me. And then there was an awkward silence for a few seconds before someone said, "Well, that is very true, Greg, very true." And the mom said, "Thank you, Jesus. Now let's eat." But as awkward as that was for me, it made me aware that even good Christian families tend to get caught up in the benefits of knowing the Lord and then forget to be thankful and to, include the Lord in their thanksgiving. And as the years go by, I see more and more people talking about their faith, talking about having an attitude of gratitude and all of that, but never mentioning Jesus by name, or even hinting at the reality that He is the source of our faith and the provider for all the goodness that we are thankful for. Psalm 68:19 says, "Blessed be the Lord who daily loads us with benefits, even the God of our salvation." Selah. Don't just be thankful. Be thankful for Jesus. Be thankful for salvation and all the countless blessings we receive because of Him and because of His goodness. And give thanks to Jesus. Insist that prayer be made in the name of Jesus. Let's be specific about who we credit with all the blessings that we receive. Jesus is the Creator. John 1:3 says, "All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made." He is the only Savior of the world. Jude 25 says, "To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen." And Jesus will save all who will come to Him. Jesus said in John 6:37, "All that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out." When we direct our praise toward and speak in praise of Jesus, we honor God the Father. And it's the honest thing to do if we're truly grateful for God's goodness. Jesus explained in John 5:23 and 24 that all men should honor the Son, even as they honor the Father. "He that honoreth not the Son, honoreth not the Father which hath sent him. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life." That is something to be thankful for. And I am so thankful for Jesus. Without Him, I would be lost. I am deserving of hell, but Jesus saved me and will save all who will repent toward God with faith toward the Lord Jesus Christ, believing on His shed blood in death on the cross and in His victory over sin and death when He arose bodily from the grave after 3 days.